On the line now, I have Ciara Norton from Green Schools. Hello, Ciara, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Okay, now before we talk about what's happening tomorrow, give us a breakdown of everything to do with, I mean, it's a European thing with the schools, so many countries involved, FEE, I think it's called as well. So give us a breakdown of the way things work.
Yeah, so Green Schools in Ireland, it's known internationally as Eco Schools, and it's not just European, it's everywhere, it's all across the world. We have schools in Africa, South America and Asia taking part, and FEE is the Foundation for Environmental Education. They administer the programme, and Antashka is the partner in Ireland, so Antashka administers the Green Schools programme here. And the programme works, it's environmental education, so it works on kind of a seven-step process with schools that they set up a committee and they do environmental reviews. And in Ireland, we work on different teams with the schools. They start off working on their litter and waste, and as they progress, they work through energy, water, travel, global citizenship, biodiversity.
And is the liaison right across the board with what everyone is doing across Europe with all the schools?
No, it wouldn't be, no. We would have contact with them. We've had people from Mongolia and Afghanistan visit us because they want to. Ireland, okay. We have a really good record with the programme. But no, we wouldn't. It's not the same in every country. Different organisations who administer the programme choose how they award schools. Some have like silver and bronze and gold awards. And in Ireland, we give the green flag, okay. And we work on the different themes.
Yeah, so you never get a sort of a day when everyone does something the same on the same day. Of course, with the time difference as well, it probably wouldn't work.
We do have International World Days of Action that FEE would set up and Eco Schools would have, and they take place in November and April every year. And you can see on the FEE website, mm-hmm. I think it's feeinternational.org, all the different schools around the world that have taken part, like under different actions, and they'll have World Days of Action that we take, Water Days of Actions that we take part in. But in general, no, we wouldn't kind of coordinate with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, time differences, like you said yourself, and different seasons
yes,
as well.
Yeah. Well, look, the kids seem to be jumping at the chance to do all this. I know the schools have taken
it
on board, but I think, it's the initiative of the children themselves, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. And we kind of, the committee structure that we set up in schools hands the power to the children to make the changes and to get the whole school involved, rather than it coming from the principal and teachers and the management of the school. The children, they really enjoy the programme. They take ownership of it, and they're the ones who implement the changes.
Mm-hmm. Now, what you did in May, for instance, the Walk to School Week, which ran for 5 days, that was highly successful. But are they keeping it up every week when they have Wednesdays?
Yeah. Generally, that was National Wow Day, Walk on Wednesday, Walk on Weekdays. So some schools, if they can't do it every day, they would keep up the Wow Day. We have schools that have taken part in the travel program years ago and would have moved on to different teams, but you can still see banners outside their school where they still have their Wow Days every week. And it's just, we work with them so that they can make these changes in the long term. We know that they're not short term changes, that we kind of work with the infrastructure around the school, with the parents, with the community, to make sure that any changes made are long term.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow now is National COW Day, which is cycle on Wednesdays, weekdays. So coordinating walking or cycling, it's a much healthier way of doing things.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, kids are a little bit more awake. There's more of a kind of a community feel when they're all walking and cycling to school together. And the program helps them. The parents set up walking buses. They're safe. When the officers go out to schools, before the children start cycling or walking to school as part of one of our events, the committee will go out and do an audit of the area to make sure that the route is safe, that there's pedestrian crossings, that cycling is okay, that there's lanes, or if not, that it's safe enough for them to be on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never done just that, we say, oh yeah, just get out on your bikes, and the kids can do cycle training with us.
And who does all that preliminary stuff, Ciara?
We have officers, Green Schools Travel Education Officers, who work with different schools. So when a school moves on to the travel team, they're given an officer who works with them and who helps them move through the travel team. Because it's one of the first teams where they actually step outside the school gates, and because, you know, they're depending on the road structures and traffic lights and, you know, school buses, and there's different organisations involved. you know, the councils and things like that. So that's why we kind of have an officer who works directly with the schools and helps them with the program.
Mm-hmm. It's really great because, I mean, you can hear, I mean, it's said more or less casually when people are driving. They usually say if the traffic is anyway free on a particular day, all the schools must be off.
That's it, yeah. So it'd be great if the roads were like they are, like they're in July every month of the year.
So I'm sure people notice that when you're having these cycle to schools or walk to school days, that people have the same comment to make.
Oh yeah, that's it, and you can really see it on National Way Day this year. We asked school to send us in the figures of how many people walked to school, and at the moment we have over 40,000 people. So that's like the minimum amount of people, that children and students that walked on National Way Day. So that's a huge amount of people who aren't in the car that morning, who aren't, like, I mean, public transport is great and we would always like encourage the use of public transport, but these are less people on the roads. Mm-hmm. You know, they're walking. Yeah, it does make a huge difference.
And as well as the environmental, as you say, it's all for health reasons. What else have you got coming up as regards now that you have the attention of the students? Because as today, I always say that it's things have reversed now, where children are teaching their parents about everything to do with the environment. But it's when they go to the beach, they're the ones more or less are telling the parents now you have to be very tidy and all this sort of carry on. So
yeah,
else have you got up your sleeve?
Well, after the travel programme, children move on to working with biodiversity in their school and they learn a lot more about species in their area. They set up little bug hotels and insect hotels. They learn about invasive species that, you know, you can see around you that, like, you have to deal with in a certain way. And they move on to global citizenship. They're looking at, like, how what they buy in the supermarket impacts the world around them, and then working back towards the litter and waste and energy. I mean, kind of the program is working like in a cyclical fashion, so the kids are at all different times working on the previous themes and thinking of ways that they can save more energy and save water.
Well, I mean, that's an example. So, yeah, it's a perfect example of when you see at the exhibition that's being in Balls Bridge every year. The name has just gone from me. The Young Scientist of the Year, of course. But this is a seven-step program, and it's going to cover every facet of anything to do with eco.
Yeah, pretty much. It is amazing how that we have students like who are inspired by the Green Schools program and end up at the Young Scientists of the Year exhibition based on things that they've done in the school that they've kind of looked into more deeply. So yeah, I mean, they cover everything, and the students are like, it's amazing, every year we get the application forms in and the things that schools have done that we would never even thought of like getting them to do or asking them to do, that just because that they've just come up with themselves to help the like their community and to help their school's environment and that of like the world around them. It's like they're pretty, pretty exceptional.
Mm-hmm. Is there any particular reason why it's awarded every 2 years the green flag for the schools that are involved in children in the program instead of every year?
Well, we like to give them 2 years because we feel that from September to the summertime, they don't have a whole lot of time to like effect real change. So we give them the 2 years so that for something like energy, so that they can actually see the changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you won't get a huge saving there, but it's also because of the seven-step program. If they want to set up a new committee, they have to do environmental reviews. And we're also aware that schools are under a lot of pressure. There's a lot of different initiatives that they're taking part in.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to give them the time to actually like get to make sure that when they finish up on that theme, that it stays like that. They stay conscious of their energy savings and their water savings and their litter and waste.
Okay, well, I was going
that's why we give them the 2 years rather than a yearly thing.
Well, you need, I suppose, that time for the results. I was going to say, people would be saying tomorrow, oh, there must be no school, there's very few cars in the road, but this is a general comment as well for every day and all the time, people to watch out for cyclists, but in particular tomorrow when everybody, when all the children are from the schools from
that's
this project.
It, yeah.
And you have a website as well, Ciara.
Yeah, greenschoolsireland.org, and that has, we have a bike week link on the front page, and you can go in and see there's a calendar of events that schools are taking part in, just like locally kind of their own. They have bike maintenance workshops, things like that happening this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have just general information on all of the different themes. We have a news section that will show you the different videos that schools are sending in to us. Like, it's all very colourful in there.
Mm-hmm. That sounds terrific. And you'll be still going out, sort of going around other schools trying to get them involved as well. It's an ongoing process.
That's it. We have over 90% of schools in Ireland registered with the programme, but they're all at very different stages. Some are just beginning to look at their recycling and their waste policies. Some have moved on and they've done travel and biodiversity. So we're very aware that every school is kind of at a different stage. We're working with all of them, okay, along with our local authorities.
Okay, Ciara, finally, if anything else you want to say to our listeners now before you go?
No, I suppose we had a great walk to school week, and we're really enjoying bike week at the moment. We hope that everyone gets on the bikes tomorrow.
Okay, and as I say to the motors, beware and be quite careful out there and watch out.
That's
for
it.
But cyclists are all the time, be careful. Listen, Ciara, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Bye. And that's Ciara Norton from Green Schools, and it's on National CO. Cycle to Work, our school day tomorrow. Well, there is work. When you go to school, there is hard work.